It is back to school season. Your school years might be behind you, but nevertheless, this is a good time to reflect. Hello and welcome to our Vida Goals podcast. This is Ron, your host of this episode. Back to school. What was good? During your school years, you have indeed achieved quite some significant things, goals, if you will. You have learned reading, writing, mathematics, science, sports, and many other things. This is indeed quite amazing. Imagine you would like to achieve something similar today, for example, learning a new language. It would be much harder, won't you think? Sure, you have other things to do right now, but this is not the only reason. What was it that made you so successful, more or less, at school? Probably it had to do with the following. A clear goal. Interestingly, there was a clear goal about what you want to achieve, what you had to achieve by the end of the term. The clear goal includes a clear plan. You had a clear, proven, and chunked down plan, even with accompanying textbooks. Also, you had support. You got support from your teachers and your peers. Your classmates had the same goal, so basically you worked as a team. And, also related to goal setting, there have been reviews. There were tests with feedback telling you where you stood, what already worked well, and where to improve. Last but not least, there were rewards and punishment. I guess you know what that means. The bad. There is a downside as well. Although we get many valuable tools at school, the bad news is that we learn little about goal setting itself. How does math help us to achieve our life goals? Or how can we use reading and writing to live a fulfilled life? These tools are important, no doubt about that. And they can indeed help you to achieve your goals and to live a fulfilled life. However, it feels a bit like giving a carpenter a hammer, wood, and a plan to build a boat without telling him that he can cross the ocean with it. If you disagree now, you must have had very good teachers. You learned to read, and now you can access the knowledge of the whole world. You learned science, and now you can reach the stars. Honestly, a subject like goal setting, where you learn some basics about how to find and achieve your own goals, and what it really, and this really is important here, what it really means to live a fulfilled life is worth considering. Of course, goal setting itself is also just a tool. You would need to learn how to use it and practice it, like learning a new language. And although this focuses very much on your own individual goals and personal happiness, it will most likely have a positive impact on the society as a whole, because happy people are more productive. School, in most of the cases today, is designed to prepare you for a work life how it used to be 20 or more years ago. But the work life has changed, the professions have changed, and if you start one job now, it is likely that you will change the job, not only the company, several times in the course of your life. The good again. Chances are that it has been some time when you went to school, but that does not mean that you have to stop learning. Most likely you already keep learning, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this. You get the business training in your company, you read books and blogs, you listen to podcasts, you practice certain skills in a club. This is good, of course. But does this support your goals? Maybe, but maybe not quite. The business training is helpful for your job, This is good for your career and therefore it supports your goal in a way. Most and foremost, however, it supports the goal of your company. Your readings, podcasts, and clubs also might support your goals, but it might also just be more a kind of an edutainment. If you have a clear goal with a clear vision, what skills do you need to obtain to achieve it? Are you learning these exact skills right now? If not, think about how you can learn them. Reserve some time and make it a fundamental part of your weekly routine. The good thing is, there are plenty of good resources available, like blogs, podcasts, online classes, and a lot of them are free. Let's say your goal is to give a TEDx talk. Then you might want to learn more about public speaking. You can search for suitable podcasts or read the related books or listen to the audiobooks. You can even do this during your commute. Or you can join a Toastmasters club in your area in order to get more insights, practice, and support. When it comes to goal setting, think about what helped you most back in school. Let me summarize the points again. Have a clear goal. Have a clear plan. Get support. Review. And reward yourself. You can omit the punishment because rewards usually work better. So keep learning, learn on purpose, and learn what is supporting your goals. If you want to learn more about goal setting, we recommend vidagoals.com, the blog, the podcast, the app. But of course, this recommendation is a bit biased. This is it for today. Thank you very much for listening and happy goal setting.